You know, the word mystery is present in the King James Bible. For example, Jesus said in Mark 4:11, and he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. Now, every time you read the scripture, you got to identify who is speaking. In this case, is the Lord Jesus Christ in his earthly ministry to the nation of Israel, to whom he's speaking. In this case, as I said, he's talking to his little flock, to his disciples. All right? And he's talking about the mystery of the kingdom of God. But then we find this word mystery in the letters of Paul, but with a completely different understanding, meaning, reasoning, goal. Because Paul is the apostle of the Gentiles, is the apostle, the teacher, preacher of the Gentiles. Okay? One apostle for one body, the body of Christ. Now, a few words about Paul. Paul was an enemy of Christ, and of course he was an enemy of the followers of Christ, the so-called little flock led by Peter and the 11, and of course the Jerusalem church, Messianic Jews of that day, you know what I mean? But something happened to Paul, something I would say really drastic. While he was going for the persecution of these followers of the Messiah of Israel, he had an encounter. He had a pretty powerful encounter with a person that he was persecuting, with the Lord Jesus Christ. But this time, is a vision on the way to Damascus from heaven. Remember that Jesus had been crucified, so he died, had been buried, and he was risen third day. Then he has sent the Holy Spirit on his 12 on the day of Pentecost, as he promised he would. He did. They received this power. They started to preach this kingdom of God gospel, that the kingdom was going to come, and they had to repent and be baptized, and then they will receive the promise of the Spirit, because the promise was to them, their children, and their descendants. Of course, he's talking to Israel, not to us. But you know that Israel rejected the king and the kingdom. And the final straw, so to say, strike three, when they rejected also the Holy Ghost, they were speaking through the mouth of Stephen. You can read this in Acts chapter 7. They stoned Stephen to death. You know, the history of Israel is pretty sad in their relationship with the Lord. They practically betrayed, rejected, disobeyed, turned their back to God, the Father in the Old Testament. They rejected to the point of crucifixion the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the New Testament, which anyway, you'll be surprised to know that these four Gospels, at least to the point where Jesus is still alive and didn't go to the cross, these four Gospels are Old Testament scriptures. Jesus Christ didn't go to the cross yet, and a testament is not valid until happens that the death of the testator. And you know that Jesus dies at the end of the four Gospels. So, this is going to shock some of you, but hey, I don't care. I got to go with the scripture, not with opinions and theology of some kind of whatever, you know. And now Israel rejected the Holy Spirit when they stoned Stephen, because Stephen was preaching to them in Acts 7, filled with the Holy Spirit. So, strike one, strike two, strike three, Israel falls. At the moment, Israel is blind, unsaved. They're going to hell in a handcart, those poor Jews, especially because nobody's preaching them the true gospel. The so-called evangelical pro-Israel preaching them another gospel which doesn't save the chairs where they're sitting in the churches. But by the way, the Lord Jesus Christ, as I said, appeared to Paul in a powerful vision on the way to Damascus and called him and commissioned him to be the apostle, the teacher, the preacher of the Gentiles. That's kind of amazing because he was the enemy number one. But you see, when he met with the Lord, he understood his tremendous mistake, sin, error, ignorance. Amen. Did he obey the Lord? Oh, yes, he did. We wouldn't have the gospel of grace and wouldn't have any chance to be saved nowadays was not for the Apostle Paul. Oh, I know many people hate the Apostle Paul. You know why? Because he's the one who brings you the true gospel that saves you. Oh, it's okay with Peter, you know. Because Peter, great as he is, his gospel, kingdom gospel, repent, be baptized, Holy Ghost and all this, doesn't save you. But the gospel that Paul preaches, that is the one that saves you. Because it's the gospel of Christ, of which is not ashamed. Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So in other words, now we can get saved without Israel, without covenants, by grace through faith. Ephesians 2:8-9. No works, by faith through faith. No works, so no man should boast. No man should even think of boasting. Because what Christ has done is unique. He, being the perfect God and the perfect man, he, the innocent, the guiltless, the sinless one, took upon himself the condemnation of the sins of all humanity, not only Israel, only the Gentiles, all humanity. And he provided by paying the price, the debt, fulfilling not only the prophecy, but opening this mystery revelation. He opened the heavenly places to everyone. We're saved now by grace through faith. You hear the gospel, Christ died for your sins, he was buried, it was risen the third day. You believe it, you trust. It's between you and God. Don't go around, you know, playing holy man. You just simply believe, trust. If you mean it, God knows your heart. He saves you and seals you with the Holy Spirit of promise, as is written in Ephesians 1:13-15. By the way, I was going to talk about mystery, wasn't I? Sorry. You know, I was. Okay, so at this point, because many people oppose this revelation of the mystery and they think that we are a sect, a cult. You know, that's funny. The cultists, the sects of denomination, call us, the simple true believers in the gospel of Christ, a sect. But it's okay. You need to expect a bit of persecution. They say, well, this mystery, what is mystery? Well, Romans 11:25... the Apostle Paul, so the authority in this dispensation of grace, the man that God himself, God the Son, the glorified, risen, glorified Christ from heaven, called and commissioned to be our apostle. So you got to listen to Paul because Jesus said, who believes in me believes in the one who sent me, talking about the Father. And who believes in the one I sent believes in me. You know what I mean? So if you believe what Paul says by inspiration of the Holy Ghost, which happens to be God, you will be saved because this is the will of God. He wants all men, so include yourself, please, to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So Paul says here, for I would not, brethren, in Romans 11:25, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. Here we find the word mystery now in the letters of Paul from Romans to Philemon. Lest ye should be wise in your own conscience, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. So please, please, be wise. Do not identify yourself with Israel. Don't say, I am the new Israel, the spiritual Israel, Israel, the people of God. They are not. In this dispensation, they are fallen. They are blind. God revolts them, divorced them. Yeah. Is their law my? He will restore them, but that's the operation of God, not the operation of, the Zionists, whatever it is. So you got to know this. Don't be ignorant. Don't be ignorant, brother, sister. Lest you should be wise in your own conscience. Oh, look at me, The blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. What does it mean? When the body of Christ is complete, so to say, when the lost person that believes and gets saved, so the last to be saved, and only God knows this, so don't start with numbers and everything, only God knows this kind of stuff, okay? The fullness, the body is complete, because remember that the body of Christ is important, but the head of the body is not Paul, is not me, is not you, is not the Pope, is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the most important one. He is the one who's got the preeminence. The preeminence is the number one most important person. When this body comes to completion, the Lord will restart the program with Israel. He says, I don't believe you. It won't surprise me. It won't be the first, believe me, But let's see if I can find it. I don't know. I got so much stuff here. I got so much stuff. Let me see. Yes, I got it. You see. Yes. We are here. We are in this grace. Paul and the body of Christ in the mystery dispensation. Okay? Peace and grace. Grace. Peace and grace. Oh my gosh. I'm really out with the fairy today. God is offering peace and grace to all men. Sorry. I know if you're religious, you don't like me because, But I'm not lacking respect. It's just that I made a lapsus. God is offering peace and grace to all. And we are in the dispensation of grace. You see mystery here? Romans to Philemon. Israel is fallen. You see? Fall, diminish. Look here. I told you before, they stoned Stephen here. Peter and the little flock. The people of Israel at that point, strike three. Minister of Israel, first fall of Israel, salvation of the Gentiles, gospel of circumcision, here fall, diminish. We are in the but now. But now, but God, but now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's see. What does it say? Okay. Then we find in Romans 16:25, now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery. Oh, again, mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. Now, once again, who's talking in this case? Paul. And he's talking to the Romans and he's telling them, okay, you want to be established, not established, but stable, safe, like a solid rock. Yes, yes. Well, this is the way. we preach Jesus Christ, Paul is saying, not according to prophecy. Of course, we know how important it is, the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ, being God and being man, fulfilled all those fantastic, wonderful, glorious prophecies concerning his ministry to the nation of Israel. And there are others concerning his second coming to Israel that are going to be fulfilled as well, because God is faithful and keeps his word. But we're talking about something new. God gave to Paul something new, the revelation of the mystery, you see, which was kept secret since the world began. What do you mean? Well, prophecy has been told, has been written down, has been known since the world began, but the mystery that God was going to save all men and form this new glorious reality, the new creature, the body of Christ, this was a mystery. Nobody knew it. And this is thanks to the cross of Christ. By the cross, by the blood of the cross, Christ saves and will save anyone who simply trusts and believes that he's done it. So it's not a performance thing. No, you got to now accept Jesus into your heart, make him Lord of your life, blah, 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 speak in tongues, get water baptized, come to church every time the doors open, pay tithes, be good, walk the straight line, otherwise, now, just, you know, say, well, right, repenting means, I agree, I changed my mind, I am a sinner, I can't save myself. What? God is saving me? What? Is a free gift? Yeah, Romans 3:23, Romans 6:23, is a free gift. The wages of sin is death, but a free gift, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. So now, we preach Christ. We preach Jesus Christ. We don't preach ourselves, you know. We don't preach Paul. I follow Paul to follow Christ, but I don't preach Paul like Paul that went to the cross for me. He's my God. He's my Savior. Forget it, man. The Lord Jesus Christ, who is a blessed God forever and ever, is my Savior, my Lord, my Redeemer. Okay? And that's whom we preach, Jesus Christ, but according to the revelation of the mystery. Something new that has been revealed by God now to his number one apostle, one apostle for one body, just like he had 12 apostles for 12 tribes, Israel. That's why you can read James and say, ooh, huh, this applies to me. No, it doesn't, because James writes to the 12 tribes of Israel, and you are not that. You're not part of any tribe. Okay? In 1 Corinthians 2:7, we hear again Paul speaking to the Corinthians and says, but we who? He's not the Pope. It's Paul, Silvanus, Timotheus, Barnabas, these new apostles, of which Paul is the number one, so the leader, said, we speak the wisdom of God, because this salvation is the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto a glory. We're talking something that was secret since the world began, and now we find out that this wisdom of God was a hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto a glory. Do you know people talk about grace like, oh, easy grace, cheap grace. Shame on you. To have this salvation, it costed to God the Son of God, his precious life. He shed his blood. Of course, praise God, he didn't stay dead. But he did die. He did go through a tremendous amount of physical and spiritual sufferance while he was hanging there on that cross. Alright? Then he was buried. But the third day, as he said he would, he's risen from the dead. We find out that he died for our transgressions, Romans 4:16, was it? And he was risen for our justification. So So we believe in the death, burial, and resurrection. We receive total, complete forgiveness of all our sins. Ephesians, Colossians tells you this. Past, present, future, we are sealed with the Spirit. We are accepting the Beloved. We are complete in Christ. Now, this grace is not cheap grace. Costed him this great sacrifice. And by the way, do you understand that no man on the face of this earth will be ever able to receive salvation by works, by performance? People say, oh, the Lord Jesus Christ became man so we can identify with him. Wait a second. You and I, we are sinners. We are men, okay, we belong to humanity, but we are sinners. We've been sinning from the moment that we understood what sin is all about. Say, well, let's go and do it. Let's be honest here, okay? Let's not be holy, holy. We've been sinning. We are sinners. We've been transgressing God's perfect commandments, law, thinking even, with thoughts of lust, power, greed, you know. I don't mean you don't need to go around killing people to be a sinner. It just stay as you are. You go to hell. Because you're born in Adam and you're under a curse. But this curse gets removed once you are in Christ. But you cannot put yourself in Christ through performance. God does it. He puts you into Christ, God the Holy Spirit, the very moment you believe in the gospel of Christ. Practically, you give up trying to save yourself with your useless, vain religion, whatever it is, Pentecostal, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Jehovah's, Mormon, Roman Catholic, Nazarene, Church of the Brethren, 43,000 denominations to make you stupid. It's one glorious gospel that saves you. The gospel of Christ is one God, one faith, one baptism, and this baptism actually is even dry. Oh, I know that those who lie love to jump into the pool. They hate me. But, hey, I didn't say this. It's written. In 1 Corinthians 15:51, Paul talks about another mystery. He said, behold, I show you a mystery. It's the third time already. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Now, this is talking about this. A future event could happen today, tomorrow, in 1,000 years, I don't know, called the rapture, like, even though this word is not in the scripture. So, in the King James Bible, because there is only one scripture, the King James Bible. But it's called the catching away of the body. So Christ comes from heaven and calls us to him. We meet in the air. Now, don't put this in the prophetic program because it's a mystery. It's a mystery doctrine. You have to learn, bit by bit, the glorious sound doctrine of Paul because that's the doctrine for the body of Christ. If you want to be saved, believe this gospel and, you know, you're saved and then study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15. Wow. Ephesians 1:9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. You see, again, this is mystery teaching. Mystery, hidden, I don't know. It's no more a mystery, it's been revealed. It was. You know, some people, even pastors, they say that Jesus, in the day of his flesh, he didn't know about the mystery. He was waiting for the Father to reveal it to him. That's really weird, you know. This is downgrading the Lord Jesus Christ from his reality of being God to a mere man. Maybe a fantastic man, for sure. God knew about the mystery. Jesus Christ being God, he knew it. He didn't teach it during his earthly ministry because it had to be revealed later to this specific special apostle for this specific special ministry the ministry of the dispensation of grace, do you understand? Christ is God. Christ is man, true God. And just get this in your mind, in your understanding. When you talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, don't be flippant. Understand that you are talking about the God, the Creator of the heaven and the earth. You know that God is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. He is the Creator of the heaven and the earth. If you believe in the monkey, in the Big Bang, you are in trouble. They have been fooling you since you were a little kid. They have been telling you lies and deception. Lies and deception. You should read the book here. I'll open. Genesis 1. 1. I said, but I don't believe. Well, that's your problem. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, God, G-O-D, God, Dio, Deus, Dieu, Bog, God, whatever you want, whatever your language, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, when you start reading this book, you'll find out what a wonderful, wonderful person God, who is the Godhead, the Father and the Son and the Spirit is amazing, is tremendous. His power, His glory is good, and His goodness endures forever. He's a wonderful God. So don't be silly. Because, okay, I know, you look at the Pope, you say, how in the world can God be represented from this clown dressed in white, you know, that is doing all this magic in the altar. And, okay, I agree. He can't. In fact, that's nothing to do with God. It's a servant of Satan, just like all these pastors that are screaming, oh, you'll be healed in the name of Jesus, blah, blah, blah. And people are sick and die. But, you know, they are faith healers. And they make lots of money with this scam. But then when they are sick, they are the first one to run to the doctors, have a chemotherapy. Bunch of liars, deceivers. I know. If you look at men, if you look at me, what do you think? You know, I'm here pretending to be any better than the Pope? No. In my flesh, shoot me. Good for nothing. Because Paul said, and I agree with him, I know that in me, which is in my flesh, in Romans 7, dwells no good thing. And people say, but after all, I'm not so bad. Really? Once again, you should read the scripture, the Bible, the King James Bible, and see how God defines humanity. We are a bunch of tremendous lost sinners, losers, failures, betrayers, corrupt. Do you understand? But God is good, you see. God is merciful, God is gracious. But He's offering this grace. He's offering this peace. He's offering this free salvation in Christ. Through Christ. That's why Paul says in Romans, he says in Romans 5:1, Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we're peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Hey, when this life will be over, and this life is going to be over, if we have believed this gospel, please, did you hear what I said? If we have believed, look, Romans, I'll go back to Romans, I'll go to chapter 4, yes. But for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on Him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses, transgressions, sins, was raised again for justification, you know. If we believe this glorious gospel that Christ paid, died for my sins, okay, means that he paid, I don't need to pay. God is not imputing sins. He's offering grace, he's offering salvation. And he's going to impute his righteousness the moment you believe the gospel of Christ. You're going to stand in the glorious presence of this God, even now by faith. Because we walk by faith, not by sight. Talking about mystery, I got carried away here. Paul says, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words, and continues, whereby when you read, you might understand my knowledge of the in the mystery of Christ. The point is, very few people read the Bible. Okay, they read magazines, porn magazine, just normal magazine, all that junk of magazines out there. People read that. Oh, yeah. You know, cartoons, comics, all this junk. But who is reading the Bible? Because at the end of the day, God is not saying, okay, I want you to have a degree. No, he just got read. Okay? Read and find out that the Lord Jesus Christ, the risen, glorified Lord Jesus Christ, gave a revelation unto Paul for us, as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read, you might understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. And you know the call of Paul, and practically, you can have this glorious ministry too, simply by believing, is to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Didn't I tell you? God is the creator. Jesus Christ is the creator. The Holy Spirit is the creator. The Father and Son and Holy Spirit are one in unity, in one in intent, in purpose, in love, in spirit. There are three personalities, it's one God. But this freaks me out. Okay, freaks me out too. But that's what I read in the scripture, and I believe it, okay? Because God is much, much greater than me. And I've got a puny little brain in this skull. So I don't want to compete with him. I believe what I read in the book. You should do the same. And to make all men see. God wants all men see. You see, God is not... Satan is a big liar. He said, God doesn't want you. God hates you. God is going to send you to hell. No, you're already going to hell. God is offering you salvation for free. And he wants you to, for you to see the fellowship of the mystery. Like, wow. Now me, this insignificant me can have fellowship with the Lord, the creator of the heaven and the earth, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden God. This mystery was hidden. When Christ was walking in the roads of Jerusalem in Israel 2,000 years ago, he knew, but didn't teach the mystery. But Peter and James and John, the 12, they didn't know. The people didn't know. The prophets before didn't know. You know, people say, oh, you look at the cross in the past, but they looked at the cross in the future. Ah, come on. That's not true. People didn't know a thing, especially this mystery. This was hidden God. You know, if it was hidden under a rock, you go, lift up the rock, hey, I found the mystery. Was hidden God. And you and I, and no angel, no cherub, not even Satan, can break the seal of the mystery of God. But God didn't need for this mystery to seal, to be broken. He revealed for our good to Paul, for our good, for our well-being, spiritually speaking, this glorious mystery. Wow. Hey, we found again, this is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. You know, sometimes people talk about the union between husband and wife, but in reality it's talking about this glorious union between Christ, the head, and the body. Because, you know, the church is not talking about brick and mortars. God doesn't, I told you, people don't read. If you go and read in Book of Acts, you will read that God does live in temples made by the hands of men. So forget St. Peter in Rome and whatever, the Mecca in whatever it is, or the temple. There are no, God doesn't live in temples, tabernacles. During the Old Testament, he was living in a tabernacle, the presence of God was made of skin, representing the fact that one day he would incarnate in a man. By the way, as I told you before, Jesus Christ was a real man, but in the likeness of sinful flesh, he was not a sinner. That's what I'm telling you, like you and me. So don't try to identify yourself with Christ. Flop, big flop, because he was sinless. He couldn't even sin. I mean, maybe he could. Yeah, okay. Let's say he could, but he didn't. He said one day, "Who of you convinced me of sin?" And nobody could say one word. You know, everybody, they would, you know, that's it. You can study the glorious acts and things that Jesus did in the four Gospels, but that's not your salvation. You are not born again. You cannot be born again. You know, John 3:16, God so loved the world, he gave his only. That's to Israel. Your gospel is wider. It includes everybody under heaven. No matter the nationality, no matter the color of the skin, no matter if you're tall, short, fat, slim, intelligent, stupid, like me. By believing this glorious gospel, you get saved. English is not my first language, I'm sorry. Even the mystery, which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now it's made manifest to his saints. You read Paul, you will find it is, but God, but now. Like, we have big troubles, but God, but now. You see? Time passed, but now. Ages to come. This is called the knowledge of God, okay? Time passed, but now. Ages to come. The past, the present, the future. You see this blue line here? This is the history of Israel that gets interrupted here, gets opened this dispensation of grace. And when this is over, there we go, mystery of the rapture, 1 Thessalonians 4, the body of Christ going in the heavenlies, this program starts all over again. And there's going to be the wrath of God, the great tribulation, Jacob's trouble, until then your 1,000-year kingdom, and so forth. At the end of it, the great white throne. A lot of stuff. I can't tell you too much altogether today, but hey, it's good stuff. Thank you, Lord. Colossians 1:27, to whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Wow. Colossians 2:2, that their hearts may be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. See, God wants you to know. He wants to give you full assurance of understanding. What do you think I got full assurance of understanding? Because I'm cleverer than you? No. Until I got this glorious gospel of Christ, I was a religious nut. I was going to church and doing all the churchy stuff. Jumping, leaping, singing, giving tithes, talking in tongues, and pretending to be some new prophet walking earth, you know, like Elijah. And we're in the days of Elijah. You kidding me? We're not. Israel is fallen, is blind. Don't identify yourself with Israel now. You're in trouble. You're not spiritual Israel, as you know, the deceiver, the pastor told you. You are either lost in sin, you're in Adam, you're going to hell like, you know, like a rocket. And don't go there. Or you are in the new Adam. The moment you believe the gospel of Christ, God puts you into new Adam, Christ, the new creature, the body of Christ. He saves you eternally. And you can't go back. It's wonderful. You're going to go to heaven. Thank you, Lord. He wants you to know. He wants you to know that their hearts may be comforted, being knit together in love. I mean, look, God talks about comfort. He talks about the real love, the love of God. And unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. The full assurance of understanding. You live in a world where nobody knows anything. You know, people think they're going to the moon, that they never even reach 20 kilometers, the rockets, you know. People think that we found a cure for cancer, but, you know, just it's a big joke, you know. People, men are becoming women, women are becoming men. It's a mess, it's a confusion, nobody knows anything. But God is not the author of confusion, not in life, not in the scripture. God is the God of order. He's very precise. And he wants you to have a full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Without praying also for us in Colossians 4:3, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ. Paul is not saying to speak the, you know, that you got to be born again, that you got to go to church, that you got to become religious, Presbyterian, Episcopalian, Methodist, Calvinist, Arminian. No, the mystery of Christ was a mystery because Christ is amazing. This is God himself that was incarnated, came down from heaven, the third heaven on earth. Through the Virgin, of course, by the power of the Holy Ghost. The Virgin was just the woman that where Christ in a womb was formed. But even in the womb, he was God. True God, true man, 100%. Sinless, perfect, pure, glorious. I want you to know him. But I can't do it unless you believe. You know? The moment you believe, you will know. And this book, you will try it. Maybe you've been trying to read it. You will start to be clear. Say, wow, speak the mystery of Christ, for which I'm also in bonds. Okay, expect persecution. Paul, to preach this mystery of Christ, is in bonds, is a prisoner. So, looks like Satan doesn't like it. Anyway, we know that. Satan is a loser. He's going to in the lake of fire forever, and with him, all the humanity and the fallen angels that have fallen, followed him and believed all his lies. You know, the prince of the power of the air is called at the moment, you know. The angel of light that is blinding you with his religion, Buddhism, Islam, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses, animism, be a vegan, don't eat this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do... Oh, the earth is flat. No, it's a ball. If you know that the earth is flat, oh, you are going to get saved. Oh, no, if you know that the earth is a plane, well, you discover what's written in the Bible, but it doesn't make you any better than your neighbor that believes that is a ball. You're both going to hell. But to go to heaven, you have to believe the gospel of Christ. That's all it is. He's not asking you to do works. You should be very happy. We are living in the best period ever of the history of man, the dispensation of the grace of God. God reaches at Christ's expenses. There is another mystery. The mystery of iniquity does already work. Yeah, that's a terrible one. But there is also the mystery of the faith, holding a mystery of the faith in pure conscience. And without, and this is fantastic, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. You understand, people are freaked out, thinking that this young man, at the age of 33, he went to the cross. This young Jewish man who was born, you know, of a woman by the power of the Ghost, the Holy Ghost. It was under the law. You know, they said, what are you talking about? Well, read the Gospels and you'll see, you'll find Jesus in the synagogue, you'll find Jesus in the temple, you'll find Jesus confirming the law to his people because they are the people of the law. You know, we are the people of grace. Thank you, Lord. You know, but God, this great God, who nobody knew and nobody can know because it's invisible, but can be revealed, so you will know the moment you believe. God was manifest. I mean, you know, manifest, poster, in the flesh. There is. He was walking, this young man, among people. It was God walking among them. And people, he's doing the miracles by the power of the prince of the demons, the devils, Beelzebub. You know, he's born of, you know, out of wedlock, you know, whatever. Because Mary, you know the story with Joseph. Joseph was not the father of Jesus, even though you have possibly the New International Perversion Bible where the father of the boy, Joseph. No, Joseph was only the stepfather, so to say, in the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ. The father of Christ is God. Anyway, too much information, Roberto. Relax. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels. They were looking and said, what is he doing? Why? God, our Father, is amazing. Preached unto the Gentiles. That's what Paul is doing. Believed in the word. Thank you, Lord. Received up into glory. Then, of course, you got here Revelation, but Revelation is not to us. Revelation, the future, to Israel and the Gentiles nation of the world, which didn't believe in this dispensation of grace. So, we preach Christ here. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. Let's go here. You see what it says? Oh, I can't move this now. What's going on? Yes. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began. But now, I told you, but now, but God, but now, thank you all for this, but now, but God. The intervention of God. Without this intervention, we all finished. But God has intervened. Praise God, praise God. But now it's made manifest. And by the scripture of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, read eternal, from eternity past to eternity future. God is everlasting. He didn't have beginning. He doesn't have an end. Made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. To God only wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen. And that's what I say. I finish with this. Amen. I give glory to God. Please, my friend, whoever you are, stop this silly thing, okay? Just believe the gospel of Christ. Don't take my word. Go and read, you know. Okay, we read it together. 1 Corinthians 15, 1, 4. This is the gospel that saves you. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand. So when you receive this gospel that you have preached, you will stand. Okay, by which also ye are saved. It doesn't say you're getting saved, the process, because you got to perform. Boom, done deal. The finished work of Christ on your behalf. Are you able to receive a gift? Receive this. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Why? Because some people say, yes, it's okay, the cross of Christ, he died for my sins. But now I got to prove it. I got to perform. I got to show God that I really am really good. That I got a changed life. No, really, don't even try. Don't even try to perform. Let the Word of God, the Spirit of God, help you. Working in you. You will find out a lot of stuff. I can't tell everything now. It's already 50 minutes I'm talking. That's too much. For I deliver unto you first of all. So it's so important. The Paul says, I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received. Remember, Paul has received from the Christ, the risen Christ, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. He died for our sins, he was risen for justification. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to believe in your heart, confess with the mouth of your heart. You don't need to do prayers, water baths. You don't need to do works, no performance. No, because Ephesians 2, 8, 9, just in case you don't believe me, of course, you're right. Ephesians 2, for by grace are ye saved. You see, no, you're getting saved. There's no process. Now, are ye saved through faith? And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. The gift of God is not the faith. The gift of God is salvation. You understand? Christ himself is the gift of God to a lost humanity. Don't be lost no more. Get saved and get saved now. But now. Now. Why? How? Well, go and get this Bible and read it for yourself. 1 Corinthians 15, 1-4. Ephesians 2, 8, 9. Listen to this step again. Maybe it's too long. Believe the gospel of Christ and God saves you and seals you with the spirit of grace, with the spirit of the promise, the Holy Spirit of God. I wish you do. And I say, thank you very much for being so patient to listen. Bye.